Hello and welcome to the playlist, Music with Mrs. LC podcast. I'm Jen Lennox Chidione, and today you're going to hear from some of my students who were asked over the past week the question of what is your favorite online assignment so far? Well, hello everyone. We are into week 4 of our e-learning experience because of the pandemic, and I decided to do another question of the week since the first one went so well. This week, I asked my students what their favorite online assignment was or has been since they've been home, and I got some really great answers, so I'm going to go ahead and let you hear what they have to say. I'll introduce the students before you hear them, and I hope that you really enjoy hearing some of these answers. They're great. First up, I'm going to let you listen to Maddie, Miri, and Addison.
Hi, my name is Maddie, and I really like all of the assignments that they've posted for us so far, but if I were forced to choose one, I would probably pick the persuasive essay we're doing in ELA class right now. We got to pick whatever subject we wanted to discuss in the essay, and yeah, I just thought it was pretty fun. Bye!
My favorite subject is ELA because you just do a paragraph or two for each week and that's all done. For me, paragraphs are a bit easier than anything because CNN you gotta do every day. Freckle, that technically get out of the way, but for me, I have so much to do this week. Like I'm helping my family out and everything, so can't really do much. But with the ELA assignments, I can get that out quick because I'm really good at, for paragraphs, I'm like really good on it, so, yeah. Bye.
So my favorite assignment so far is probably, math. I'm ready because it's easy and I get it done fast, so yeah, that's probably why it's my favorite assignment to do.
I think what Miri had to say about doing a lot of help around the house is something that we as teachers have to remember, that our kids at home are not just sitting there doing schoolwork. They're doing a lot of other things and helping with siblings and parents and everything else, and yet still trying to keep up with all of the things that we're assigning them. But those were three great answers. All right, next up we have Diwas, Brayden, and Jack.
My favorite assignment is math, reading, social study, and science.
My favorite online assignment that we have done would probably be doing the daily sketches in art class and then filming a Flipgrid video about what we drew.
My favorite assignment that I've had so far is in gym.
I love that Brayden and Jack both picked special area classes. As a music teacher who knows how overwhelmed the kids are, it is nice to know that they still do like and enjoy doing some of the special assignments, but definitely they also really enjoy doing their schoolwork for the most part. I know there's some things that they're not super crazy about, but it is definitely good to hear what they do like. All right, so next up on our list here, we have Amina, and then we have Juliana.
Hi, my name is Amina, and the question I'll be answering this week is, what's my favorite assignment to do? Well, my favorite assignment to do, I actually have three because I just love to do them. I love to read for 20 minutes for ELA because I get to go outside and enjoy the weather. If it's warm enough, I won't go up there if it's cold because I'm not reading in cold weather. The second one is I love to play my guitar for music class on Flipgrid because I'm a really shy performer sometimes. Especially when we have concerts for orchestra or band, it's terrifying for me because I don't like to like perform in front of people. Then the third one is Khan Academy. I don't like to do it, but the assignments that Mr. Duncan posts, those are like, I like to do them because they're on my phone and they can be easy for me, but they're also like really simple. It's different, but I like to do climb because it's just interesting and fun to learn. Bye, and that's it.
So, my three favorite things to do is my 20 minutes of reading, because I'm somebody that likes to read books and I get carried away in them. So I just sit there all day doing it. My second thing is our daily drawings, because it gets me thinking and it gets my creative side out. And my third thing I'd have to say is playing the piano for music, because it gives me more confidence, even though it's not just sitting in front of a crowd, it's different students that I know watching my videos.
I definitely second the value of Flipgrid in our online learning. There are students that I don't hear a lot from in class that I have heard a lot from through Flipgrid, especially in their performing and their playing, because there is that intimidation factor of being in front of a group and then just being much more comfortable being in front of a camera where it's just you. So I definitely agree that it's been kind of nice to see that other side of my students through Flipgrid. All right, next up we have Wyatt, Evan, and Braylon.
Sorry if you can't see my face, but I'm Wyatt, and one of the favorite things I did for like the school assignment thing was one of the music things, like where you had to do the ukulele songs. That was one of my favorite things that I did.
Hi, my name is Evan, and the question for this week was, what is your favorite subject that you have done online so far?
Me, personally, I have to say ELA is my favorite subject, because ELA, the my favorite subject is the 3.2 embedded assessment that we're doing so far, and it's where you take a subject, event, or controversy that really matters to you, and you try to get people on your side about it. So, yeah, I've been enjoying doing that. I'm doing when the picture of the black hole was taken. I'm a space nerd, and I love black holes. So, yeah. And other than that, I've also been enjoying this sunlight that we've been having. It is supposed to rain today, but other than that, yeah, this sunlight's pretty nice, so that's it. Yeah, hope you have a good day, and I hope we can get back to school, well, just to meet each other and say hi again, and then pack up our stuff and leave. I know it's extended to, like, somewhere in May, I think, but other than that, yeah, bye.
My favorite thing that I've done so far is by far GimKit in advanced math, because I really enjoy it, and it's a good competition. In my class, there's a lot of good people who play it, and yeah.
I know you heard some wind blowing in the background of Evan's audio, but I really wanted to keep all of that in because he always has such great things to say. He gives such authentic feedback, and it was really sunny the day that he filmed his video. And then yesterday, which was mid-April, we had snow, which was really weird. This weather has been very weird here in Ohio, but I love Evan's response. I really have enjoyed hearing just their authenticity and just that they do want to get back at some point. They just want to see everybody again. I think we all want that. But it's really nice when they just have these moments where they're just sort of speaking freely through another medium. Next up, we have Landon, Jocelyn, and Drew.
Hi, my name is Landon, and my favorite assignment that I did online was my Google Slides.
My favorite online assessment would probably be Edpuzzles, because they're videos, and I know they have questions in it, but you can still watch a video, but you know that you're finishing an assessment. So, and also, there's magic school buses that they give you, also on Discovery Ed. And so that's really fun too, because it's just a video that you can just sit down, relax on your couch or your bed or anything, and just watch it. And after that, you got the assessment done. And it wasn't really an assessment because you didn't have to write anything down, not do any questions. So that's my favorite. Bye.
So we don't have much time, but my favorite assignment that I've done is all of them. I'm just good at everything. That's my nature. I'm logging off.
Drew loves everything, guys. He loves everything. And I also like how Jocelyn was telling us about how when she's doing an Ed puzzle video, an assessment, it doesn't even feel like an assessment because you don't have to write anything down and you can kind of work through it at your own pace. So it's good to know that they appreciate the work that you guys are putting into assignments like that. Our next three students are Hayden, Annecy, and Madison.
My favorite assignment is everything because, yeah.
My favorite online assignment so far would probably be GimKit or Edpuzzle or like something where you don't really have to like write down notes or something. You just have to watch a video and you're done. And then GimKit is like a really fun competition, so that's why.
My favorite online assignment would probably be GimKit or Khan Academy, depending on what lesson it is.
GimKit and Khan Academy have been mentioned multiple times in student responses over this past week. So I have used GimKit before. It is really, really fun. I have not used Khan Academy as a music teacher, but a lot of your students are saying that they like it. So that's always a good sign. All right, we are going to finish out our episode today with Anna and Lily.
My favorite subject is going to have to be math. So my assignment would be Khan Academy, and a little bit of that ready, and I just lost my earbud, but that's okay. I also really like music, if that's a choice. I like playing my ukulele, making up my own songs, also playing along the other random songs, but yeah.
One of my favorite assignments so far we've been for our teacher is the Esperanza book, because when we did it, we got to write our opinion. We also got to say our opinion on Flipgrid. And we didn't just do the work on the computer, we also did it on paper. But the book had lots of details, so there was always a lot to write. So we always had to use more and more pieces of paper to write about it. And yeah, that was what I liked so that we got to do at home so far.
So I try not to keep the podcast too long. I try to keep us under 20 minutes. So I have to kind of pick and choose through some of these answers, but I love the variety that we have. I love the students that participate that may never have raised their hand in class. I love that they're being real with us about what they like. And I think sometimes when we're at home and we're looking at a screen, we don't realize that there are people on the other side that really do have an opinion and they really do like what they're doing in some ways. And I wanted to make sure that that message was shared with everybody. So I know that this has been a really tough past 4 weeks. I think the longer it goes, the more difficult it is to be motivated. I know that's how it is for me at times, but I also think it's good to hear the good things, and good things kind of keep us going. So I appreciate all of the students that took the time to make this video for me this week. You know, I don't offer them anything extra for this. They don't get extra points. They don't get a grade for it. It's not required. It's just something that they choose to do because they want to participate. And that really means a lot to me, especially with all of the demands that they no doubt have at home right now. So this has been our second student question of the week episode. And I really hope that you enjoyed it. We'll be coming back next week with something new and different, and I hope everyone is hanging in there at home. All my teacher friends, I miss you guys. I miss my students. Just another quick reminder that you can subscribe to this podcast at anchor.fm/theplaylistlc, and that you can also find us on social media on Facebook and Instagram at theplaylistlc. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest, we would love to hear from you there. I appreciate everyone that took the time to participate today, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again next week. Have a great day.